Well, hello, everyone. This is Portia Hudat Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I am super excited to come to you with another wonderful, wonderful podcast about inspiration and just dedication and commitment to the cause. I have had a very, very, very impactful day today. I got up this morning and I had a few consultations. Most of the time when you do a consultation, when you are an analyst, you listen a lot and you have these periods of time where you allow people to kind of just dump. And you allow them to take their ideas out of their head and put them into your head. And what you do is you sort out all of those ideas so that they can make sense to them. And it's a really fascinating job because there are only a certain group or select individuals that are able to do that, to take a conglomerate idea or multiple ideas and kind of make it into workable actions, which is what I do for a living. I write POAs, plans of actions. And so today, I started off having a few more than I normally would schedule on one day, but I've been feeling like, you know, She-Ra. So I took them all on. And most of the time after I do consultations, I usually feel a little drained and I like to take a nap and just rest and really let my creative juices flow to think about the best possible solutions for my client. Well, today, at the end of the day, which is like 10 o'clock now where I am so inspired. Instead of feeling really drained and depleted and tired, I feel like I'm really living the dash. And I just really want to emphasize the idea that, you know, we are told our beginning, our born date. We celebrate it every year as our birthday. And you know, we have great parties and people tell us happy birthday. And we feel special because this is the day that we entered into an earth that we knew nothing about. And we will, you know, spend the rest of our life learning to adapt to its surroundings. But we spend very little time understanding that we're really living the dash. We're living the in-between what we were actually sent here to do and what we're actually going to do for the rest of eternity. And I'm just so stuck on that. And I can't really leave it alone. It's like we're living the dash. And we have to come to realize that there are just some things that are not forever, that they're not going to last forever. And we can't get our hopes up high. We can't keep having nervous breakdowns and letting our life stop because situations don't happen the way we think that they should happen. Or everybody doesn't like us and everybody doesn't get along with us. Or everybody didn't think that your idea was great and everybody didn't come and support your event. Or you just weren't the most popular. But what you need to do is understand that living the dash means living passionately about your purpose, about listening to that inner voice on the inside of you and getting the confirmation from the greater voice that's telling you, you can do that. You can become that. You can say that. You can build that. You can do it. And you can just absolutely have everything you see on the inside. You do not have to stay in a constant state of dreaming. Put the NyQuil down, let the sleeping pills rest, wake up, live in your reality. It is time to do life. I'm Portia Chandler. I tell my own story. Do you?